guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Kims. Jadi hari ini aku nak berbual topik berat sikit about dugaan. We're going to talk about hurdles, our obstacles, our struggles. And I just want to say that no matter who you are, everyone have their own struggles. Like, some may think that whatever that we're struggling with is something small, something petty, but I want to say that semua orang have their own strength and weaknesses. Everyone have their own strength and weaknesses. And even ustazah, ustaz, they all have their own struggles. It's just that everyone handles it differently. And just because we handle it in a certain way and we are able to overcome it, the other person might not be able to. And to us, it's like, kadang-kadang macam, what, you cannot handle it? Because everyone is literally different. And I just want to say that just because you went through a certain obstacles, you think that everyone can do it? No, everyone is different. Everyone have their own strength, their own weakness. And I just hope that everyone could see that. Because I went through something and realized that I told my friend about it. Aku bilang kawan aku, and I share with her lah my struggles. And she's like, what, you cannot handle it? You know, that kind of thing that, wow, like, I realize a lot of things when I go through a lot of struggles. I realize that who is truly my friend, who could really accept my weakness, can accept my strengths without bringing it back. You know, macam kau ungkit balik all those things, because this just show what kind of person you are lah. And it's very sad. You know that there's one time you just feel like you feel lost. Okay, kau rasa kau macam entah macam hilang arah tujuan. And you feel like, oh, you know, like you feel so lost. And then like there are those who really stick by you. I just want to thank those Kims out there. You know who you are. Thank you for being there. Like other people, right, when we go through struggle, we tend to change at some point of time. And people will be like, what, you're not used to be, you used to be a different kind of person, now you're different. It's not because we totally changed, it's because of the struggles that we went through that made us change. Pain changes people. Pain can make people be silent. Pain can make people be rude. Everything happens for a reason. And you know, like when you go through a phase whereby, korang pernah tak? Like, you went through a phase, you are the kind that solat and everything, you pray to God. And then like another friend of yours was like, when you go through that phase of struggles, like there's, you did something, you did a mistake, you make a mistake. And your friend was like, what? You made that kind of mistake? Kau solat ke tak? How can you make that kind of mistake? And it's just, I feel so frustrated. What? So what, kalau aku solat, I'm not allowed to make mistakes? I'm supposed to be perfect? Just because I wear tudung, I have to be perfect? I know lah, like, I know it's like, it's wrong. I know it's wrong. And sometimes kita just manusia biasa. All of us are just human beings, and we are not perfect. There are some part of us, like, we still want to be beautiful, we still want to explore things, but kadang-kadang it's like we're not really conscious lah. It's not conscious, it's conscious. Oh my god, Kenari, you have to, like, alamak, tu lah dah lama tak pergi sekolah kan. I think it's time for me to take a degree. that's a lame excuse. Okay, girls always come with excuses. I mean, not just girls, everyone comes up with excuses. My main point is, it's really sad that people think that bila kita dah go through one, they have gone through one thing kan, and then when other people go through it, they'll be like, no, you should be able to handle it. If I can handle it, why can't you? I mean, like, girl, everyone have different strengths and different weaknesses, okay? It's either, it takes time. Everyone have different ways how to overcome their own struggles. And I'm really glad that through the struggles that I am facing, I actually found some real quality friends. Those who are true to me, those who accept me for who I am. Like all my flaws, really flaws. Bukan candy flaws, bukan chicken flaws, it's like flaws, kau punya keburukan. And I'm really glad that I have them by my side. To my kins out there, you know who you are, I'm really glad that I have you guys. Because now I realize that the number of years that you've been with someone doesn't determine the quality of friendship. It all depends on that particular individual, they themselves, if they are willing to be there for you. Oh my god, aku nak nangis. I just hope our friendship will always be strong, even though we don't always meet. It is you guys that has always been there for me and accept me for who I am. And to those people out there, you know when you go through a phase whereby bila kau rasa kau dah dekat dengan Tuhan, and you think like, kenapa orang-orang yang lebih berilmu daripada aku, they do that kind of certain mistakes? I just wanted to say that everyone have that phase, that phase whereby we are lost for a moment. Dugaan, itu dugaan dia. And whatever that you have decided to tell that person, to help that person, it all determines like what kind of person you are. It shows, it reflects what kind of person you are, not what kind of person they are. Because one day, not just one day, I mean everyone will go through that one phase. And I just hope that you will learn not to judge. Kadang-kadang kita tengok kan, orang yang dah melalui banyak perkara, dia akan senyap. Dia akan berdiam diri. Dia akan membantu. Dia tak akan menghukum orang. Dan orang yang tidak melalui apa-apa pun, dia akan mula menghukum. Dia akan rasa macam, kenapa dia tak boleh buat macam ni? Aku boleh buat, kenapa tak boleh buat? You know that blah, blah. I'm sorry, it's just like there's so many things I want to come out. I mean, like, I want to speak. Yeah. And then like macam tersasul. That's why I want to say that orang yang tak melalui pelbagai dugaan, ibarat macam ting kosong nyaring bunyinya, you know. And those who have went through a lot, those are the kind of people that will support you, that will bring you up back, will give you motivation so that you will keep moving forward. I just want to say that whatever dugaan that you guys have went through, people out there, jangan mengeluh. Because through this dugaan, you will get to see who is really true to you and how this dugaan will make you move forward without looking back at all. So I guess today that's the topic that I want to talk about, dugaan. Never really judge a person. That person can have a body full of tattoos, but you'll never know that person. It's a tafsir Quran. You'll never know. And why I say this? Because I grew up in that kind of environment, in an environment whereby I'm not supposed to judge. And I thank my parents for raising me like that. Because whoever my friends are now, I learn not to judge them. But the back side of it is I'm often getting used by them. But I've already went through certain struggles that I finally found some true quality friends. And to my kims, I really appreciate you guys are like my pendengar setia. You know how like people, when they let out, they just want to let out, they do not want to listen to your advice, they just need some words of encouragement. And seems like my kings know me very well, and I'm very thankful for that. I really hope that all of us will have our own success, our own happiness in this dunya and akhirat. And I really hope that in akhirat, I mean in Jannah, I will meet you guys. I will still have you guys as my friends, because I do not want to lose that. So till then, see you guys in the next episode.